Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All eyes on the Ukraine-Russia border. Luis Martinez joins us now from the Pentagon. We heard of a meeting between the two presidents, President Biden and Putin, over in Russia. What is the talk around the Pentagon right now and the concern level about this Russian troop buildup near Ukraine?
Good morning, Ryan. There's a lot of concern about this troop buildup around Ukraine on the part of the Russians. And this was a big meeting, video conference between President Biden at the White House, President Putin in Sochi, Russia, to try to figure out exactly what the U.S. can do to warn Russia not to go into Ukraine, as U.S. intelligence seems to be warning. There are between 70 and 100,000 troops along the border with Ukraine right now. And U.S. intelligence believes that that number could ramp up to 175,000. Now, U.S. intelligence doesn't think that Putin has made a decision about whether to invade Ukraine. And so, therefore, that is the reason why President Biden wanted to warn President Putin that there is going to be strong measures, economic sanctions probably, to come down hard against Russia if they threaten military action. So that was the message that was directed by President Biden directly to Putin. President Biden's advisors making it clear yesterday to reporters that the president was very direct and candid with Putin.
Luis, is there any talk of sending U.S. weapons or even military to assist Ukraine?
Yes, there is definitely, Susan. The U.S. already provides military hardware to Ukraine. This, because back in 2014, remember, Russia took over Crimea, the peninsula region. And so after that annexation, which most of the world considered to be illegal, the United States started supplying Ukraine with $2.5 billion worth so far of military hardware. Initially, it was non-lethal, but the Trump administration allowed some lethal weapons. And so the main weapon that the United States has been providing them is an anti-tank weapon called the Javelin missile. And yesterday, what we heard from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is that should Russia go into Ukraine, the United States would ramp up the capabilities or the weapons that it provides to Ukraine. And he also opened the possibility for additional troops going to NATO countries that border Russia. Now, he noted that there are already U.S. troops that rotate in those countries for training, but that the real message here is that the United States would ramp up that defensive weapons capability for Ukraine.
Yeah, what about some of these other countries, NATO allies? And I know this was talked about with other European leaders. Are they holding a similar line?
Definitely. After the phone call yesterday, President Biden spoke with major European leaders, and they all came out saying that they are in a united front against any potential Russian invasion inside Ukraine. And one of the things that there's talk about here is that this resolve that was not there totally in 2014. Yesterday's Jake Sullivan, what he said is that the U.S. is going to come down hard on Russia with actions that were not taken back in 2014 after they annexed Crimea. So the message is the united front. And, you know, there's concern along those Eastern European countries that belong to NATO because they border Russia. The concern is, well, what happens to Ukraine? Could it happen to us? And they need reassurances as well. And that's a message that is also being sent by the White House.
Luis, thank you for the update. Luis Martinez joining us live this morning from the Pentagon.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.